Because what's best for you is to live at home for your whole life. What's best for you is to not pay bills, live your best life, be able to spend your money on stuff because like you can really max out your enjoyment of life. But what's right for you is being able to sell stuff to pay your bills. What's right for you to be able to get burnt, to make those mistakes, because that's the only way for you to grow. And it is, it's the right move. It's obviously not the easiest move. Like I said, what's easiest is probably what's deemed as best, and you could chill at home for a few more years, Ali. You could, yeah. And then you don't have to kind of really stretch yourself, push yourself, trying to find a new place, go through the stress of kind of doing all of that. But it's certainly not what's right for you. Welcome back to the Prometheus podcast. Luke here, and I'm joined with Ali and Hendry. So today's topic, we're going to dive into a conversation that you and I actually had, Ali, and I think it fits very perfectly with your current scenario, Hendry. So when we were in the car the other day, we were talking about the whole idea of independence and kind of the benefits of what comes with it and kind of what struggles you do have with it naturally when you don't have a lot of independence. So I think, yeah, I'll handball it to you, Ali. That conversation that we had and the thoughts around independence as a whole, especially because, of course, we're talking about young people, right? They, young people have zero independence. Like, you get to a point where you're trying to gain more of it, but obviously it's something that only comes when you get older. It's like that saying where it takes 21 years to become 21. You can only learn certain things when you get to a certain age where you can receive more independence. So do you want to just run through that quick conversation that we had and the thoughts, I guess, you had around independence as a whole for young people?
Yeah. So recently I've been thinking about, yeah, gaining a bit more independence by hopefully eventually moving out.
Yep.
And the motivation behind that's essentially just being, well, I feel like my personal development has reached, it's reaching its ceiling. It's kind of starting to cap off a bit because whilst you are kind of living under your parents' roof, you forever do feel like a child. Mm. It's kind of how your mum might say to you that, you know, you're always going to be my baby. whilst you're living under, you know, her roof, you are, in part of you is always going to feel like a baby, because that relationship that exists inside that physical space is one of parent and child. And you're not the parent, so obviously you're the child. So, and if you're the child, then you feel like a child.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you need to become a man. You need to become a woman. And yeah, you can work a full-time job and have a nice car and have a partner and have outwardly everything together. But I feel the longer that you do live at home, the more you prevent yourself from being able to take that big leap into adulthood. That evolutionarily, genetically, you know, by the time, well, you can start reproducing by the time you're 13, and obviously that's not the time where you're an adult because you're an idiot and like you know nothing, but like that the whole reason why teenagers do get moody and rebel against their parents a lot, because that's what you're meant to do. Like it's a part of the process of asserting your own individuality, which, yes, there's good ways and bad ways to do it. You don't want to completely spit in the face of your parents, but at the same time, you do need to have an environment to make mistakes so that you can learn and actually find your truths. Mm. And what I'd say is that your parents, you know, hopefully your parents always want what's best for you. But in wanting what's best for you, they might not always know what's right for you. Mm. And sometimes what's right for you is making a mistake. Yeah. Sometimes what's right for you is going into the unknown and having to walk around blind for a bit and then slowly gain vision on your own terms. And obviously I'm not a parent, so I can't relate to what the parent's perspective is. But if I tried to relate, I can understand how you would want to protect your child and you wouldn't want them to get hurt. But a lot of time, yeah, getting hurt and really kind of screwing up a bit, sometimes that is the best way to learn. And sometimes that's what's necessary for you to actually grow and learn. And that's just, that's where a lot of my mindset's been at right now. It's been, well, I have the safety net of my parents. They have the house, they pay my bills, they pay my groceries. I don't really have to do anything aside from, you know, do my studies and go to work. But what cost is that having on my development? What cost is kind of being in that child relationship with my parents, as opposed to seeing them as an adult looking at other adults? Yes, they happen to be my parents, but we're still adults in the conversation. Keeping myself at the level of child and not having the agency to move on my own, I think psychologically it does have consequences, and it's only something that I've come to understand now. But Hendry, you've made the plunge yourself. You've big independent man. Got your own place now. So you've moved out recently, and I bet that's been a really exciting experience for you. So what immediately have you noticed in terms of, well, psychologically, physically, how has your relationship to your environment and to your mom changed because of this process?
Well, I think the first thing that I noticed in personally is the whole kind of like pleasing your parent.
Yeah.
At that, like, that's the first thing I noticed as I moved out. It's because I no longer live under the same roof as my mom. I'm no longer living in her house.
Yeah.
That means I, like, if she, like, I can do what I need to do without having her in the back of my mind being like, hey, like, you know, you should be doing this because it's more safer for you and stuff like that. It's for what you were talking about before. I think the relationship between me and my mom hasn't changed at all. Like, if anything, I'd say it's gotten stronger because I'm not at home every single day. So she obviously cares more. She's like, it's not that, like, she didn't care before, but like she cares like a lot more. She's like, hey, how are you going? Like, how's things and all that. I say it's gotten a little stronger, better, but I think jumping into getting my own place and kind of moving out was definitely, yeah, like what you're saying, like I was capping off at home and I needed to take that leap. And I think life is all about taking leaps to kind of jump to find your own independency, because I, like, going back to, I'd say, like, end of high school, jumping into uni. I didn't want to go to uni. I wanted to go to get a job straight away. And at that time, mom was like, no, you got to go to uni. And it's the whole point of, it, you know, like, life, you know, get uni, get a safe job and stuff like that. But I think I listened to her for that moment. But, like, that 1 year in, I was like, no, this isn't for me. And I was like, I'm dropping out. And we had this, like, whole kind of, like, spill of, like, no, you can't drop out. Yeah. This is like stuff like that. But that, at that point, as I dropped out, I realized the art of sometimes you have to let the people you love down in order for them to understand what you want to achieve in life or what you want out of life. And that's why, like, moving out was a lot easier this time round. Like,
you've already done it.
Yeah, because I've already done that part. And I think the first time's always the hardest, but yeah. Like, it gets better eventually. And yeah, the I am enjoying living by myself. It's a lot different. I have to cook myself.
It sucks.
Go pay bills, which I was already, but
yeah.
It's just like things are just
always different.
Yeah.
Well, I think taking exactly what you just said, because what's best for you is to live at home for your whole life. What's best for you is to not pay bills, live your best life, be able to spend your money on stuff because, like, you can really max out your enjoyment of life. But what's right for you is being able to sell stuff to pay your bills. What's right for you to be able to get burnt, to make those mistakes, because that's the only way for you to grow. And it is. It's the right move. It's obviously not the easiest move. Like I said, what's easiest is probably what's deemed as best. And you could chill at home for a few more years, Ali. You could, and then you don't have to kind of really stretch yourself, push yourself, trying to find a new place, go through the stress of kind of doing all of that. But it's certainly not what's right for you. And I love what you just said about how, because you related to your uni and how you've said the first time's the hardest, right? But it's still, whether it's moving out or kind of dropping out of uni, right? That's all around that independence, because you only went to uni because you had lack of independence, because you listened to your mum. And I love what you just said, because sometimes in order to raise yourself up, you do need to let down the people closest to you. But you have to do that because that's what's right for you, and you have to reach a certain level with yourself otherwise. And it's kind of similar to what we say, how you can't help others until you help yourself, right? But you do need to let people down close to you because you need to take care of yourself. And ultimately, you have to make sure you're holding yourself high because, like, you are you.
Yeah.
You've said it once before about how if you care so much about what everyone else, right? If you care about so much what everyone else is thinking and you're stuck into not having your own independence, so you're kind of, let's just say you're a bit more of a leech to everyone's life, you're not your own independent human, then you're concerned about what everyone else is thinking, right? But you're the only one damaging yourself. So if you stay stuck into the realm of you're not independent, then sooner or later you're the only one damaging yourself because it doesn't impact the people around you as much as it impacts you, and you need to take care of yourself and take that leap because you do matter, and you need to understand that doing what's right for you truly outweighs what is best for you.
Yeah, and it's not something to feel, I think, too guilty about, because at the end of the day, you're still serving your parents by going against them, because they see, like, the present moment, and they see the past, and they see your growth, and they want you to stay flat or up, but never down.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, if you look at it at a graph, sometimes you can't get to up until you go down, then up, then back down, then up again. But your parents will always cringe and get fearful every time a down is needed. Mm-hmm. But a down is needed so you can go up.
Yeah.
So on a surface level, they might not understand why you're doing what you're doing, or they might not. And again, we're not talking about, like, a lot of times your parents are wiser than you and you should listen to them. Like, a lot of the times if you're saying, I want to get a tattoo on my nose, like, probably don't. Like, there's a reason why your mom doesn't want you to do that. But if it is small things that to you in your heart, you believe is an educated decision that is right for you. It's not some impulse decision. It's not some spur of the moment thing that probably might be a bad idea. If you genuinely in your heart of hearts feel that this is the best move for you, then you have to stick to that, even if it is disappointing them, because you're still serving them. You're still being a good child to your parents by standing up for yourself, because if they were able to be objective in a situation, which they can't, because a parent can never be objective, they're always subjective, they're always looking after you. But if they could detach themselves from the situation and be a third person in it, they would see that, no, actually, this is what you need, and this is what's going to be right for you and for your growth, but just in the moment it doesn't seem that way to them. So I guess the point of bringing that up is don't feel too bad about it, because there is this whole, you know, guilt complex about not wanting to, you know, let the people down who have invested in you the most, and it is tricky and it is hard, but don't feel too bad about it, because it's a part of the process. And I think every kid has to kind of front their parents at some point.
And I think I think the biggest times that, like, my mom has respected what I'm doing more and more in life is the times that I've let her down and shown her, like, the positive outcomes of the things that I've done. Like, dropping out of uni, I got a full-time job, and then I worked my way up. And, like, I feel like she was more prouder of me doing that eventually. Like, once I reached that point, she was more prouder than if I was to finish uni at that point. And I feel like now it's, like, moving out, it's made her realize, like, hey, like, my son's actually going on a pretty good path of life. And the biggest, like, growth in my independency came from my failures, I'd say.
Yeah.
Without them, like, I don't think I'd really, really kind of be where I am right now. And I wouldn't be able to make the jumps that I do if I never failed before, if I feared failure previously.
I think that failing comes key into this topic that we're talking about as well, because what you have both said, right, you're talking about also when you're trying to gain this independence, right, more often than not you're talking about one step back to, in order to take two steps forward. I think it's huge, because I know when I, and you probably know about it, Artley, but, like, my family would grill me all the time, like, consistently, like, my entire life. But I feel like these last 2 years, like, I've never, like, I think the heat's on Sean now, not me, but I think, like, since, like, I've done what you've seen, I've been able to take steps back, I've been able to take the leap, gain that independence, kind of like an arrow being drawn back, you keep getting drawn back, but eventually you get released and you do go forward. So I think a real part is being able to understand, like what you're saying, don't feel guilty, and also understanding that the process is going to be painful. The process can be taking one step back, but in order to take a step back, that allows you to push forward, to take two steps forward. Because like I said, I know I got a lot of grilling at every single family function. It was the running joke with my family, with, you know, like my brother's girlfriend, everyone like that would always say, damn, you always just get roasted when you come to these family events. How do you deal with it? And I think a part is understanding that you do need to go back in order to go forward. And like I said, right now, I'm at a point now where people don't question the decisions that I make, because they know, well, hang on, he gained such depth of independence that we can probably just think or allow him to go, you know, you've done us proud in the past, so we'll just go off experience and, you know, like you do you. But it obviously wasn't like that when I wanted to move out early, when I never wanted to go to university, when I didn't care about that, when I'd just skip school and work and all of that. It was met with a lot of hostility. But I needed to know, well, I know in my, like what you're saying, in your heart of hearts, that this is the right move for me. So I need to be able to understand that I am going to fail. I need to understand that I need to have some thick skin, because when you're letting down the people closest to you, it's not just, yeah, it's not just guilt. You're then met with, of course, hostility, because more often than not, it's your family that shoves the most opinions down your throat. So they're the ones who are going to say, no, like, you're an idiot. You shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this. Well, why are you doing this? And it's constant questions, questions, questions. And you got to be able to have that thick skin, because you need to know, well, I need to stick on it. And regardless if I fail, I know that it's still in my heart of hearts, it's right for me. So I've got to be able to just plant myself like a tree, hold my ground, and just carry on. And eventually have the hope to know that, well, similar to the arrow being drawn back, I know that it might be seem like I'm going backwards, but eventually I will propel forward.
Yeah, for sure. So don't feel guilty, but don't hate your parents. Because for every inch of ground you take for yourself, not only do you respect yourself more, you respect your parents more, and your parents respect you more. So the net respect in the system goes up. It's just navigating that situation. So don't feel hostility towards your parents, even though they are putting you in an uncomfortable situation sometimes. Have empathy that they want what's best for you. But ultimately, do what's right for you, because you're still serving your parents and your own needs at the end of the day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prometheus podcast, where we aim to bring the fire back to the people.